Welcome back to another episode of What's Happening at CM Library, the podcast where we talk about programs happening at your local branch. My name is Eric.
And I'm Mark.
And today we're going to talk about programs July 9th through July 15th. Thanks for joining us today.
At the Steel Creek Community Library, Wellness Weekdays, featuring Tai Chi on Monday, July 9th. That's at 6 p.m. That's presented by the Peaceful Dragon. If you wanted to learn more about the benefits of Tai Chi, come participate in this discussion and demonstration of the martial art that promotes energy, vitality, and longevity.
Interesting. I would assume it's a bit of a workout as well.
I would think so. That could be fun. So wear comfortable clothing.
Has anybody done Tai Chi here?
Not intentionally. I have not. I think I took a little bit of karate when I was 8. That was about it.
I took a little karate too, but
I was a taekwondo kid. I retained none of it.
It's one of those things where you have to do it all the time.
Absolutely. Also at the Steel Creek Community Library, Charlotte Mecklenburg Library presents Fiddlesticks Lab Rats. This is for school-age kids. This event allows children to explore the many different science concepts, all with one fun class. Visit the Slime Lab, the Color Lab, the Magnet Lab, the Balance Lab, and more. The class keeps kids moving and grooving, and as a challenge, think like a scientist. Children will create their own special slime. That's kind of interesting. So you actually get to play with the stuff, and then you actually do some creation activities as well.
That's pretty awesome.
This sounds like a really fun activity.
Yeah.
That, again, is Tuesday, July 10th at 3 p.m. at the Steel Creek Library. That sounds like a lot of fun. For this and other events, please visit us at cmlibrary.org. At the South County Regional Library on Wednesday, July 11th, Charlotte Mecklenburg Library presents Woodland Wildlife. Join us for our summer break program presented by Parks and Rec for rising 1st through 5th graders. The limit is 45, so you want to register in advance. So you want to register the week before. Please arrive 15 minutes early for the program to hold your reservations. This is going to be a hot ticket. You want to make sure you get there on time and make sure you register in advance.
So Woodland Wildlife, they're going to talk about squirrels and raccoons and maybe even bears.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Also at the South County Regional Library, Mystery Readers Book Club. This is Thursday, July 12th at 6 p.m. This month, they'll be reading Bluebird, Bluebird by Attica Locke. I'm not familiar with that title. You guys know that one?
I'm not.
It's a mystery. Also at the South County Regional Library, STEM 101, Lego Engineering. Lego is all the rage right now. These are so much fun. Participate in a variety of hands-on science experiments, engineering projects, and math puzzles. This month we'll be experimenting with boat engineering and Lego. So they've got a theme at this location. That's kind of cool. So you kind of direct the creativity.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a lot of fun. That is Saturday, July 14th at 2:30. Come get out of the heat and visit us at the South County Regional Library.
I wonder if the person who invented Legos ever imagined that they would blow up the way they have with all the activities and mechanics and all that you can do nowadays.
From what I did read, that back in early 2000s, I believe it was, Legos was actually having a hard time and almost went bankrupt, but because they started with the themed kits such as Star Wars and Harry Potter and things like that, it really took off again. And believe it or not, the same Lego that you buy today will be the same shape and size of the Lego that you bought in the 70s, and they're made specifically so they'll still fit with those original Legos.
I never had any of the specific kits. It was city, or it was space, or it was just hodgepodge. I didn't have the kind of the Millennium Falcon with 5,000 pieces or whatever. It's crazy what they can create with it nowadays.
I think I had pirates. So I remember a lot of the sabers and like the little parrots you put on the guy's shoulders.
For this and more events at the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library, visit us at cmlibrary.org.
This week at Myers Park, from Wednesday, July 11th, from 1:30 to 2:30, we're having a Lego challenge. Join us for our Lego challenge and learn mathematical concepts of sorting, building, and geometry while developing problem-solving and innovative thinking skills. This is for school-aged children. And I can tell you, Legos were one of my favorite toys growing up. I think I had a lot of different pirate kits. And I remember a lot of the little sabers and the little guys wearing the pirate outfits and the pirate ships and things like that. But yeah, if your kids love Legos, make sure to stop by Myers Park. And if you're interested in this and any other programs, please visit our website at cmlibrary.org.
At the Sugar Creek Branch Library, now showing Hostiles. This will be on Monday, July 9th. At 5 p.m., This is rated PG and geared towards adults. The story takes place in 1892. A legendary army captain reluctantly agrees to escort a Cheyenne chief and his family through dangerous territory. Sounds pretty intense, so maybe leave the little ones at home for this one. Again, that's Monday, July 9th at 5 p.m. at the Sugar Creek Library. Something for the whole family at the Sugar Creek Library, now showing Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature. This is for all ages and the whole family. This is a fun flick. It's apparently a sequel to the original Nut Job. This is Friday, July 13th at 10 a.m. Animal friends attempt to destroy an amusement park that has replaced their home. Sounds like a lot of fun for the whole family. For more information, visit us at cmlibrary.org.
This week at Mountain Island, two different programs. The first one, Tuesday, July 10th, from 6 to 7 o'clock, they'll be having STEM 101, Do-It-Yourself Magic. Learn the secrets and science behind cool magic tricks. Presented by the Volunteens, this program will give you hands-on experience while performing different types of magic. This sounds really interesting. If you're maybe a budding magician, this might be an interesting program for you, or someone who's just curious. And I know that the Volunteens, our library hires, they're pretty high caliber, so highly recommend this program.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Hope there's card tricks.
Yeah, absolutely, right? At Betty's Ford Road this week, we've got two interesting programs for you. On July 9th, from 2 to 3 o'clock, Teen Art Club. Come in with your creativity and learn some new skills in a group setting. Join other young artists as we explore different media and techniques to make art. Might possibly not just using canvas, but possibly painting on rocks or other type items. Sounds like a really cool program. Also, on July 12th, from 6 to 7:30, Beatty's Ford Road will be having an open mic night program for adults. Can you rock your talent? If you have talent you want your community to see, this is the event for you. Open mic is open to anyone and everyone who has a talent that they wish to share, whether it's singing, poetry, freestyling, or playing an instrument. As long as it can be performed in a library space, all are welcomed. And you can register right online. So, Mark, do you have a hidden talent that we don't know about?
I don't think I do.
How's your singing?
My singing is terrible, but I still love to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about any musical instruments?
Spoons.
Spoons, okay.
I kill the spoons, actually.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I used to play the alto sax in high school, but I haven't picked it up in probably 7+ years. If you're interested in this library program or anything else, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
At the Cornelius Branch Library, summer break is kicking off with a Captain Underpants celebration for ages 5 through 11. This is on Tuesday, July 10th at 2 p.m. Join us as we learn about the adventures of Captain Underpants and also draw your own comics and make a character of your own. Registration begins 1 week before the event, so call 704-416-3800 to register. Again, this is for ages 5 through 11. Also at the Cornelius Branch Library, the Teen Geek Club is featuring Disney Wednesday, July 11th at 2 p.m. Bring out your inner geek and share your fandom with Disney-inspired activities and snacks. Your favorite Disney film?
My favorite Disney film? Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Probably, if I had to go classic, close tie between Aladdin and The Lion King.
I think Lion King's probably my favorite.
Mm-hmm. I like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay. Which one?
All of them.
Oh, there you go.
Also at the Cornelius Branch Library, we're featuring Lit Light. Saturday on July 14th at 2 p.m. Join us as we discuss literary books under 350 pages. This month's selection is The Wonder by Emma Donahue. For this and other information, visit us at cmlibrary.org.
This week at the University City Library on July 12th from 2 to 4, we're having the Silent Library. Shh, this is a library. Can you complete this series of games without making any noise? Join us in the teen area with a series of games performed silently. This is a fun little take on the library. I know now a lot of people have that that libraries are a quiet, silent place, but we're actually pretty active and pretty noisy. But this is a fun little take on bringing it back to quiet. So if you get a chance, yeah. And then on July 11th from 6 to 8 o'clock, we have the Mecklenburg Marauders, the Harry Potter Alliance. Any adults who are a fan of Harry Potter, come discuss the books, the movies, maybe play some Harry Potter-related games. And it looks like they even do some community service activities. Come on by 6 to 8 o'clock on July 11th. Mark, what's your favorite Harry Potter book?
Probably Prisoner of Azkaban.
Prisoner of Azkaban?
Yeah.
I'd have to say Goblet of Fire myself. All right, and if you're interested in this and any other library program, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
2 points for Gryffindor. At the Independence Regional Library, we'll be featuring the Satellite Studio session on Monday, July 9th. Learn how to create digital media and produce audio and video content while gaining experience with new technologies and devices. This is a lot of fun. There's an opportunity to do stop motion and record like podcasts and that sort of thing. It's a really cool setup that can just travel all throughout the system. Have you guys had any experience with this?
We used it a little bit at one of our trainings, and it was really cool. We kind of made like a 30-second kind of trailer for a fake movie, and we had a lot of fun making it. A lot of different editing software for video and audio. So, yeah, absolutely.
I have to admit, I haven't had the opportunity to do that or check this out, so I think it'll be fun for those who haven't been able to do it, though.
For more information, see us at cmlibrary.org.
This week at the Matthews Library, on Monday, July 9th, from 4:30 to 5:30, they're having their Teen Geek Club focused on Pokemon. Bring out your inner geek and share your fandom. Come meet other local fans and participate in different Pokemon activities. Oh gosh, I remember really enjoying Pokemon when I was a little kid. I think it was during the original 150, and I think they have over like 1,000 Pokemon now. I'm trying to remember my favorite Pokemon. I think it was either Charmander or Blastoise was my favorite Pokemon. How about you?
I feel like my introduction to Pokemon was probably in some kind of like Saturday Night Live sketch, and I actually didn't know what it was at the time. So that was, I missed that window in my childhood. I was a little aged out, I think.
No worries.
Yeah, well, I was definitely older, but I definitely remember watching Pokemon sometimes with my son and even going to some of the Pokemon movies.
All right, on July 11th from 3 to 4 o'clock, we're going to have the Woodland Wildlife at Matthews. This is where kids, school-age kids, can learn about woodland wildlife with stories, different biology facts, live animals, and interactive hands-on activities with staff from the Parks and Rec Department. So if you're possibly looking to learn a little bit more about the animals that you see around your backyard, come on by for a visit.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And on Thursday, July 12th, from 7 to 8:30, Matthews will be having their Books on Tap, Matthews Branch 20s and 30s Book Club. This is a book club program actually done at one of our local watering hole establishments at the Seaboard Tap Room and Wine Bar for Matthews Library's first book club for their patrons in their 20s and 30s. Grab a drink and join the discussion. Their July title is The Power by Naomi Alderman. If you're looking for more information on this and any other program, please visit cmlibrary.org.
At the Davidson Branch Library, we're featuring Satellite Studio Sessions on Tuesday, July 10th at 2 p.m. This is an event for teens and preteens, so that's ages 11 through 18. Learn how to create digital media, produce audio and video material content while gaining experience with the technology. This is a popular series that's moving around the system, and I think it's really worth checking out when it comes to your neck of the woods. It's a lot of fun to get exposed to new technologies and really just tap into that creative area that maybe you haven't experienced before.
Yeah, you can definitely deal with video editing, audio editing, stop motion animation, and so many other things. This will be a great program for teens.
Also at the Davidson Library, Knit, Chat, and Read Community Group. This is on Thursday, July 10th at 1 p.m. Join us at the library and make new friends as we share conversations while improving our knitting skills, getting help with our projects, and creating handmade items for charity and personal use. A library resource on knitting will be featured every month. So this is a great way if you've already got knitting skills or you're looking to expand your knitting skills to kind of share your skills with other folks and maybe even learn some new tips and things. But what's great about these events that we do at the library that are around something of this nature is we often do things like the Linus blankets. They're blankets that are created by the patrons that attend these events. Right. They're taken to children that are in the hospital. It's a comfort thing and it's a way to support the community. It's great for teens as well. But you're learning a skill that's kind of a very old tradition. Mm-hmm. So they're really fun events.
What day is that program?
That's going to be Thursday, July 12th at 1 p.m. Also at the Davidson Branch Library, chair-assisted yoga, Saturday, July 14th at 11 a.m. This is for adults and older adults. New to yoga? Do you find regular yoga classes too difficult? Experience your full potential with each yoga posture by using a chair and other yoga props to bring the floor up to you.
Now, we've had presenter Marie. She's come to our branch several times. She always does a great job with the patrons and working, doing the yoga, and using the chairs definitely helps. And she makes it easy for everyone, so it'd be a great program.
Could you do a demo for us right now?
I would love to, but, you know, the public won't be able to see it, so I just better not.
For information about this and other locations, visit us at cmlibrary.org.
This week at the West Boulevard branch, we're having e-learning with Charlotte Mecklenburg Library on Tuesday, July 10th from 6 to 6:45. Learn how to take an online class with three different services, Universal Class, Lynda.com, and the Goodwill Community Foundation's GCFLearnFree.com. Now, all three of these websites offer great tutorials, including Universal Class offers actually classes that you can take online. And I've used all three of these resources. They're great. And essentially, the fact that they're free with your library card is definitely a plus.
If you go to the session, you'll get a really good introduction to these resources. And it's something you could actually do from home. So if you wanted to continue the course or explore some of the other courses that are available, you'll have had that introduction. You'll have that ease of access. But these are all wonderful resources that are free to you with your library card.
On July 12th from 11 to 12 is the Summer Break Social. So you can join the West Boulevard branch as they continue to celebrate Summer Break with their reading program for readers of all ages. So that sounds like that's going to be fun. Again, July 12th from 11 to 12. If you'd like more information on this and any of our other programs, please visit us at cmlibrary.org. With me today is Becca Worthington. She's going to tell us a little bit more about what the Frontline Puppeteers are and what they do. Becca, thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course, my pleasure. So the Frontline Puppeteers is an initiative that I started with two librarian friends and colleagues, at one at Hickory Grove and one at Mint Hill. I am the children's librarian at Imaginon, which, as you might already know, is a partnership between the Children's Theater of Charlotte and the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. So we are a very theatrical, jazz hands, sparkling, entertaining library, and we do a lot of puppet shows. And when it became clear to me that not all of the branches, in fact, very few of them, actually do puppet shows at their branches, I worked with two of my friends who are fellow puppeteers to see if we could develop a way to bring puppet shows to all of the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library branches. And a lot of them don't have puppet stages, a lot of them don't have a puppet closet to choose from the way that we do. Some of them are just not inclined towards the theatrical arts. And so we identified a team of 12 people within the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library system. Some of them are in children, some are in teens, some are in reference services, some are in adults, and all of them identify as puppeteers. And we worked together to pick three children's picture books that are appropriate for the pre-K through second grade audience. We have a Groovy Joe Ice Cream and Dinosaurs book. We have one called Sing Sophie, and of course an Elephant and Piggy book. And then we pick some songs to go in between those three puppet shows. And we're taking that same puppet show in teams to 12 library branches this summer that all raised their hands and said, please, please come to us. So our first visit was yesterday, and it was a lot of fun. We had about 35 kids at Independence Library, and we're very excited for the upcoming visits.
So it sounds like you've had a lot of positive reception so far.
Well, just to the one branch visit, but we got a whole lot of crazy excited kids that were trying to beat each other up with our puppets afterwards. Oh. So it was great.
Excellent,
yeah.
Excellent.
What else can I tell you about today?
Would you mind telling us more about Frontline Storytelling?
Oh, yeah. So the Frontline Puppeteers was started in response to a fascinating, very successful program that the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library has been running for several years called the Frontline Storytellers. There's something called traditional storytelling, which is when you tell stories without any props, without any books, using just your face and your voice and your body to tell traditional tales. And so there are, similar with the puppetry group, people within our library system in all of the departments who identify as traditional storytellers, and they raise their hands saying, please send us into schools and into other libraries to do traditional tales for the school-aged children there. So every year, once a year, we go out en masse and hit all of the CMS schools with traditional storytelling in something we call Storyvine, which is a blast, and that's in May every year. And for the rest of the year, the Frontline Storytellers just pop in as requested to library branches and wow and dazzle the Charlotte children with our tales.
Excellent. Have you guys thought at all to, or I didn't know if possibly this is in the works, to do storytelling for adults?
You know, that is a fantastic question. To get really self-obsessed for a second, the reason I moved to Charlotte from New York City, where I was working in theater, was because I wrote my thesis for my master's program on the lack of theatrical training for children's librarians. And when I was writing my thesis, I interviewed library staffers from a lot of different states who do have theatrical backgrounds. And one of the most successful was Seattle Public Library has a massive, at their main branch, my friend David Wright has a storytelling series for adults, and they get about 300 people in audience every time that
he does
it. Yeah, and he's a phenomenal performer, but it's traditional storytelling. And because I don't work with adults at all at my branch, that's never going to be within the scope of what I do, so it hasn't been priority, but do you think we should?
Oh, I think if we get a lot of, positive reception, definitely from the public this summer, I think it's something we should look into.
Okay. All right. I'll take that back to the team.
Great. Well, Becca, thank you so much for joining us today. This week at University City, Charlotte Mecklenburg Library presents Frontline Puppeteers on Tuesday, July 10th from 2 to 2:45. This is a 45-minute puppet show based on children's pictures books. I can tell you that I remember making little puppets when I was a little kid. Do you have any experience with making puppets, Mark?
I do only one shadow puppet, but I do an excellent dog.
Okay.
My son loves it, so I do that for him each night. We also have this book that's like each page is a silhouette of something. So it'd be like an owl in a tree, and it's a silhouette. You shine a flashlight on it, and it shines on the wall.
Oh.
And each page, and it kind of tells a story. It's a really cool book series. So not really puppets, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, shadow puppets.
Shadow puppets.
I'm really good at making that one bunny, so,
Do you want to give us a sample of your puppet voice?
Oh, I do the dog. Do a dog shadow.
Of dog shadow.
It's ruff, ruff. Ruff.
Nice. This week at the West Boulevard branch, on July 10th, from 10:15 to 11, we're going to have the Frontline Puppeteers. Join us again for the library's Frontline Puppeteers. This is going to be a 45-minute puppet show based on stories from children's picture books. And I got to tell you, the staff that we got here are some really talented puppeteers. And I can tell you myself that I am not one of those. I can make the little rabbit, but that's about it. How about you, Mark?
No, just the shadow puppets of the dog.
There you go.
That's all I can pull off. But I will say, it looks like our Frontline Puppeteers are getting around this month, and so I think you should definitely try to find their next session close to you. It's worth checking out.
This week at Mountain Island, on July 12th, from 2 to 3 o'clock, Frontline Puppeteers. Join us for a special performance by the library's puppeteers. This 45-minute puppet show is based on stories from different children's pictures books. Maybe Goldilocks and the Three Bears or some other great titles.
Yeah, a nice little twist on story time.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you have an interest in any of our other library programs, please join us at cmlibrary.org.
At the Hickory Grove Branch Library, Preteen Scene Pokemon Manga. This is Tuesday, July 10th at 4:30. For school age and preteens, that's ages 5 through 11. If you enjoy meeting with other folks that enjoy Pokemon and manga, you can learn about Japanese comic style of manga and original Pokemon by participating in the various games and activities. Our resident Pokemon trainer, Laura, will show you how to catch them all.
You know, Mark, just hearing about this program, it makes me want to be the very best, like no one ever was.
I'm not getting that reference.
It's the intro to the theme song of the television show.
I got you. Well,
so I could continue on, but I won't. No,
I think we should. No?
To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. I'm going to leave it there.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you very much. Also, thank you, Grove Branch Library. CM Library presents Greater CLT Area Ukulele Concert. Is it ukulele or ukulele? I've heard both. Is it
ukulele? I've always pronounced it ukulele.
Okay. Is it like a tomato-tomato thing, maybe?
I never heard.
Ukulele?
Yeah, I've never heard that either. Sorry.
So, Greater CLT Area Ukulele Concert. This is Thursday, July 12th at 5 p.m. at the Hickory Grove Branch Library. This is for all ages. It's learn, explore musical instruments with Hickory Grove staff. Enjoy performances by the Charlotte Area Ukulele Meetup Group. And, gain hands-on experience. You actually get to touch the instruments and get a little tutorial. That sounds like fun.
There you go.
Definitely.
Maybe we can ask them the correct pronunciation.
That's right.
Also at the Hickory Grove Branch Library, the Teen Advisory Council will be meeting on Saturday, July 14th at 11 a.m. Share your ideas with your peers and earn community experience hours. This is also a great opportunity for you to guide the direction of your local library. The Teen Advisory Councils actually help us make decisions about what we want to do in terms of programming and also even influence the collection at your local library. So it's a great chance for you to speak up and speak out about what you want to do and what you want to have at your local library. CML presents Clayworks at the Hickory Grove Branch Library, Saturday, July 14th at 1 p.m. During this workshop, you will learn how to turn your pinch pot into a fun, friendly monster. The pinch pot is essentially the block or round of clay that you start with before you even begin sculpting. So that's a technical term I wasn't aware of before. This workshop will also include potter's wheel, so you could actually spin and do a little bit of something fun for that.
Great, excellent.
For information about those events and others, visit us at cmlibrary.org.
This week at Scaly Bark, we've got several different programs for you. On Monday, July 9th, from 6 to 7, we're having Summer Break Adventures. This is a reoccurring program every other Monday as they explore new topics at each section. They'll do art, cooking, science, and more. Definitely check that program. And then on Wednesday, July 11th, from 6 to 7, we have Understanding Credit and Credit Reports at the Scaly Bark branch. Reviewing credit periodically can help you keep you aware of your financial situation, but there's also a lot of information that can be confusing to understand. Join us as Angelica, the Certified Financial Coach with Sharon View Credit Union, explains how to read and understand your credit report and scores and gives helpful tips to improve your credit. There will be time for question and answer. So if you're looking to improve your financial situation, this sounds like a great program. And last but not least, on July 12th from 6 to 7 o'clock, Manga Mania Teen Anime Club. Are you interested in anime, manga, and the Japanese culture? Join the anime club and meet other fans. There will be snacks. I know I love snacks, so I'll be there. If you have any other questions on this program or anything else at Charlotte Mecklenburg Library, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
At ImagineOn, Reader's Theater, Dramarama, Acting Games. Develop reading and comprehension skills by using scripts adapted from children's literature and increase your presentation and public speaking skills. This session will focus on acting games and improvisation, so come prepared to be silly. This is Monday, July 9th at 11 a.m. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Definitely.
That's going to be for school age, so 5 to 11. At ImagineOn, Comic Creations, Tuesday, July 10th at 2:30. Expand your understanding of comics and graphic novels, learn storytelling and cartooning techniques used by comic book artists, and begin designing your own comic book scenes.
We'll give you the chance to create your own superhero. If you had any particular power, Mark, what would be your superhero ability?
I would definitely go with the super strength and vulnerability. That's not exciting, but just, you know, I like that.
How about you, Lawrence?
Flight.
Flight.
Be able to fly.
There you go.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Eric?
Oh, gosh. Probably the ability to disappear.
Ooh. Yeah, that's good, too.
Like teleportation or invisible?
Probably invisibility.
At ImagineOn, story explorers build a fairy house. Explore books and stories in creative ways through interactive activities, including math, science, games, and more. Come prepared to read a Celtic fairy tale, then construct an individual fairy house out of natural materials. Adult help is appreciated for this one. Feel free to bring extra sticks and stones and or acorns if you find something special that you want to add to your fairy house. So these are typically done by using a jar, and you can kind of create just almost like a miniature scene. And it's a really fun little thing, and often they're like really expensive things you have to purchase. But once you create it, you can put in some soil, put in some peat moss, you can even like build a little house out of sticks or something like that. They're a fun little creative way to create a little tiny scene, and then you just water it periodically and keep it sealed up, and it'll continue to grow. And
that's cool.
A really neat little craft with what you're done. This and other information, visit us at cmlibrary.org.
All right, at Main Library this week, we've got Learning Circles, How to Build a Chatbot Without Coding, on July 10th from 1 to 2:30. This course is going to teach you how to create useful chatbots without the need to write any code. Leveraging IBM's Watson's natural language processing capabilities, you'll learn how to plan, implement, test, and deploy chatbots that delight your users, rather than frustrate them. You'll learn how to visually create chatbots with Watson Assistant, and how to deploy them on your own website through a handy WordPress plugin.
So this isn't a chat service like you're typing to someone. This is almost like an AI that will talk. That's the assumption that
I'm getting through reading this. So yeah, so if you're looking for a more technical-based program, and again, this is for everyone, adults and teens. come on by the Job Help Center.
This could be a fun way to really kind of upgrade your business website, just add a little something to it to make people remember it.
Absolutely.
And there is a strong interest in coding, so it sounds great.
And then last but not least, Wednesday, July 11th, from 5:30 to 7 o'clock, we have the Main Pages Book Club. They'll be discussing Commonwealth by Ann Patchett. This bestseller tells the story of two broken families and their paths their lives take over the course of 40 years. Love, marriage, death, and divorce, and a dark secret that lies underneath it all. So very mysterious. Any interest on reading and discussing this book? I'd join them with the Main Pages Book Club. And if you have any interest in this and any of our other programs, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
All across the library system, you can experience storytelling programs and storytime programs for the whole family. At the Plaza Midwood branch on Monday, July 9th, Pajamarama on the Plaza. This is an evening event starting at 7 p.m. in which you can wear your PJs and join us for the second Monday of every month for a family story time that is perfect for bedtime. It's a great way to wind the kids down, and maybe they'll fall asleep on the car ride home. We have a lot of families at the Plaza Midwood branch, so the whole family comes.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. Yeah.
Family story time at the Huntersville Arts and Cultural Center. So this is a library event outside the library. Bring the whole family and enjoy stories, songs, and movement activities to support early literacy development and foster a love of reading with your child. Parents and caregivers are encouraged to participate. This event will be at the Huntersville Arts and Cultural Center, located at 109 South Old Statesville Road in Huntersville. This is Tuesday, July 10th at 10 a.m. Sounds like a fun activity and a chance to just see library staff outside their native environment.
Yes, and the reason that the staff is doing that is because North Kennedy Regional Library is closing for renovations on July 14th. That will be the last day we'll be open. That's a Saturday, and we'll be having some celebrations that day.
That's great. We'll still be able to reach our community even while the location is closed.
Yes.
Excellent. Hope to hear more about that. Charlotte Mecklenburg Library presents Frontline Storyteller. This is at the Mint Hill Branch Library on Wednesday, July 11th at 3 p.m. This is a little different than a storytelling program. This is where the person actually does not have any props or books, and they do a performance, essentially, in which they're telling a story from memory. And it is more of a performance than actually reading from a book. And it's a different and fun way to engage with the community and with these storytelling programs. Charlotte Mecklenburg Library presents Frontline Storytellers Thursday, July 12th at the Independence Regional Library. Again, this is another storyteller who is coming and giving you a story off the top of their head or from memory. This is a fun way to interact with the community. And there's often movement and activities related to this, but there are no props and no book, so they're just on their own doing their performance. It's a fun twist on storytelling. For this and other information, visit us at cmlibrary.org.
Thanks again for joining us for What's Happening at CM Library. These were the programs for July 9th through July 15th. We hope you enjoyed our podcast today. We hope to see you next time.